at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Raven and Gary Esselink. And Gary, right now, and I think we might be able to hear in the background here a little bit of noise, is kind of something new from Raven. Talk a little bit about this system called Hawkeye.
The Raven Hawkeye system is a sprayer system where we maintain constant pressure through application. I think one of the things that's becoming a big issue with farmers and applicators these days is to maintain a consistent spray pattern as we go throughout the field. And the best way to do that is to maintain your pressure. On a flow-based system, when you go and if you slow down or you speed up, the pressure can change. But we, with the Hawkeye system, we work to keep that spray pattern, or being the pressure consistent as we go with our spray pattern. The way we do it is with a small little PWM or pulse width modulated valve at each nozzle. And what it is, it runs at a 10 hertz or 10 pulses per second, and it runs in a duty cycle, on versus off. So, for example, if you run a little bit slower, you're going to be more in the off cycle than the on cycle. If you run a little faster, you're going to be more in the on cycle than the off. But even though that's happening, because it's going at 10 pulses per second, we're able to maintain that consistent pressure and thereby showing up with a consistent spray pattern as we go through the field. And we think that's very important. I mean, I think if you go and you look at somebody, if you would have a 10-acre or a 100-acre field at 10 gallons per acre, that's 1,000 gallons. If you look at the end, you'll say, maybe I get, 1,010 gallons. But did I maintain that same spray pattern in all parts of the field? Because there's times I probably slowed up, times I went faster. If you go too fast, when you go too slow, your spray pattern will diminish and become smaller. If you go faster, you may overcharge, you may push, and you'll get misting, is what happened. And we sure don't want misting, because misting results in drift. And that's the last thing we want to have when we're applying chemical.
How does this, or does this, integrate with other Raven parts of a Raven system that a farmer might have?
The nice thing about it is we have a ISO product controller. It's called our main Hawkeye ECU. And what it does, it controls all functions of the Raven system. We still have our flow meter. We still have our control valve. And that taps in. And so it's controlling the whole system. And in the meantime, it also controls the Hawkeye system and the nozzle control system as well. We feel by doing that, where there's other systems who try and tap into an existing system and using that, when we control the whole system, both flow and pressure, we get a much quicker response time and better control of how things work. We have that option. If the Hawkeye system would not work, we can go right back to your flow control system, and it all falls in. The nice other thing is, in addition to that, is that this is an ISO-based system. So if it's ISO-based, we have the Raven Viper 4, which is our task controller, which was able to handle and work with the Hawkeye. But we also can integrate. Another nice thing is the fact we can integrate with the Deer task controller and also the Case task controller. So if a farmer or an operator has an existing display in his cab of those two, they can integrate, and it's good to go.
So how about, again, in terms of integration, depending on what kind of a boom system somebody's got, or a sprayer,
sure.
Is this, colorblind? Is something that you can easily adapt to whatever type
Absolutely.
Of
yep.
applications,
yep.
Equipment you've got?
We did release this in the 15th of January, and at that initial release, we're compatible with AGCO, Case, Miller and Apache sprayers right now. So we have kits and specific kits, and it isn't just a matter of putting a cabling on a boom and the product controller. We have cabling and hookups all the way from the nozzle all the way up into the cab of that machine. So that's when you buy a kit, we help you out with all that. The other thing as far as putting it on a system, which is very good, is the fact it's the ease of installation. You get a system that's probably 100 to 120 foot boom, you can put this Hawkeye system in less than a half a day.
Well, that's if you call Gary Esselink and he comes out and helps you put it in, right?
No, we've got a lot of help. We've got the dealer should help. But, we've put people on it at first time installation, and it's gone that easy. So, and it's the way we've got our cabling and the way things are set up. The nice thing also, I was just going to add about, when we hook the drops And we have individual nozzle boards at each nozzle. So that's always sending a message back to the main ECU. So we get quick diagnostics. We always know if something would happen to go wrong, it comes up on the screen. So we're always communicating back and forth, right from the nozzle, right to the main ECU and up on your main screen.
Fantastic. Well, I know that we had seen the announcement about it, but it's good to be able to talk about it with somebody from Raven. We appreciate Raven's support over the years. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, we've been learning a little bit about what's new with Raven, their Hawkeye nozzle control system, with Gary Esselink. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.